Christian Crusaders warmly welcomes each of you on this fourth Sunday in Advent. Our service today will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Would our lives be different if we let the Christmas message, "Fear Not," interpret the voice of the evening news? I'd like to visit with you about that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is only 2 days before we celebrate your birth. God coming to this world in the form of a human being. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will open our hearts, enlighten our minds, and give us a better concept of your love for us in the giving of God's only Son, that we may be restored into fellowship with you for now and all eternity. Hear our prayer that we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Hear the Christmas Gospel as it is recorded in the second chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, beginning with verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and the line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, above the voices of our news media are the words from the heavenly media. Let me read you just three of them. "And there were shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.'" This, my friend, is a part of the Christmas gospel. Bethlehem was a scary place some 2,000 years ago. There was a young man and a young woman by the name of Joseph and Mary who were there, and you can be sure that their hearts were filled with fear. Funny things had happened to them. There was going to be a day when they would be married, but not yet. And now suddenly Mary is found to be with child. What had caused it? What was the future for them? They didn't really understand, but then God said, "That which is conceived in you, Mary, is of the Holy Spirit. You will bear a child, and his name will be called Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And so they were there in Bethlehem, trying to find a place where she could lie down to have the baby. What was really before them? What was before the child? What was the purpose of the angel announcing to the shepherds in the field that you do not have to fear? Isn't this enough to make any person fear? That was Bethlehem, nearly 2,000 years ago. And now we come to little Bethlehem and the surrounding areas today. Mary and Joseph are not there anymore, but there are young people about their ages who are filled with all kinds of fear, for the bombs are bursting around them, and they're wondering what is going to be their future as the Palestinians and the people from Israel carry on their fight. What is really going to happen? And as we talk about this in our own little groups, suddenly somebody says, "Oh boy, it's really frightening when we stop and think what could happen." Dan Rather, CBS reporter, was in Afghanistan He had to go over there to see what was really happening and report right from the site. What was it that Dan was saying? He asked the question and received the question, do the terrorists really have nuclear weapons? And if they do, would they be foolish enough to use them? Peter Jennings, back in New York with ABC, is asking the question, what about all of the humanitarian needs? We know that in the Mideast, thousands and thousands of people could very well die of hunger within the next few months. What are we going to do about it? Tom Brokaw, sitting also in New York, having carried on very well as far as the war was concerned, reminded us the Dow has dropped 140 points today. And that's the kind of news that we get just before we sit down to eat dinner. Where do we turn? What do we say? I say that according to the Word of God, the biblical proclamation has got to be heard. Fear not, for there has been born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Because sin has come into this world, we are bound to be filled with all kind of fears. These fears are international and they are national. But the fears that we talk about today are those that are very personal. And they come to us in all ages, don't they? If you are a young person listening to this program today, there are without a doubt some fears in your life. Let me give you just one of them that I hear so often. Once in a while, I'll say to a young person who still is single, do you have any marriage plans? And the person will real often say, well, I would like to be married. But you know, when I see where so many of my friends are already married and divorced, and there they have two children and they're trying to raise them as best they can, it just brings fear into my heart. Now tonight, the angel is saying, do not be afraid. And that's addressed to people of all ages, and it's addressed to all circumstances. Well, can we then go on and live just recklessly? Hardly. And then what about the people of the middle age? Well, they take a look at their family and they realize that it's necessary to get those kids off to college. They realize that there are a lot of responsibilities they have for them even when they're in the elementary, junior, and senior high school. Finances can be a real strong fear. There are so many responsibilities that take a lot of money. A job that last year was considered to be secure is now a job that is in jeopardy. And there is to that young man or woman raising a family in their 40s, let's say, that great message that comes from the angels, do not be afraid. How can we live and not be afraid? Is this Christmas gospel only a tradition, or is it something that we take very seriously? It doesn't stop when we get old either, for the fears are still there. I can confess them. I am 77 years old, as I frequently tell you. 7 years ago, as I have told you too, my wife had a very serious stroke. And during these 7 years, it has been my privilege, and I say that again, my privilege, to care for her in many different ways. My question is sometimes now before me, what will happen if I fail in health? What will happen if I can't take care of her? And suddenly I find a little fear that's in my soul, and then I have to sit down and take a look at the text. I have to have my sitting time with the Word of God. And today I hear the angels saying, do not be afraid, for I have come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. I have come, the Savior says, in order that you might live at peace. Well, we have to ask the question, how practical is the Christmas gospel? Is it just traditional and something that we want to keep? Or is it more? Yes, it is more. That Christmas gospel will shape your life and mine. Just as far as this matter of fear is concerned, if we will only let him come into our lives. It is a message, friend, that is not based on emotion. It is a message that is founded in the Word of God. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, the prophet Isaiah said, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." And that came from the inspired pen of the prophet, and it was fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ, who is saying to you today, after he has come, and after he has been crucified and put to death, and after he has been raised from the grave, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I'm going to strengthen you. I'll help you. I'll uphold you with my victorious right hand." You see, underneath our fears, there is a comforting promise that God will walk with us. God has come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ. This is the basis for an inner peace that is ours, even though life has its frightening times. Of course, we have frightening times. Sin has come into the world. And as a result of that, we live in a very imperfect world. And we know that things are happening that often really can cause us a great deal of disturbance. But if we really take the Lord Jesus Christ seriously, and the angel's message to us on this day or two before Christmas, then we will find a new peace. Yes, a young person can come and say, "I want to be married, and I want to have a Christian home, and I want to have children, and I want to raise them in the faith, but I'm afraid." And the message of Christmas to that person, announced first by the angels, is, "Don't be afraid. You follow my counsel. You let Jesus Christ be at the center of your home, and your marriage will not go down in divorce. For you and your husband, or you and your wife, will bow daily before the throne of grace, and there you will confess your sins against one another and whatever else they may be. You'll confess them to Almighty God. And God, in the person of that babe of Bethlehem's manger, will grant you the promise that your sins are forgiven." And you say, "But you know, I'm afraid." Yes, I am that person you talked about early in the sermon. I have a lovely family. I have real responsibilities to them. And the company that I'm working for are passing out the pink slips. The business is not there. Will I get one? And if so, how will I ever fulfill my responsibilities to that lovely family? Is that true? Are the angel's words supposed to be applied to my life? "Fear not." I tell you, friend, I think we have to be realistic, and we realize that there are some of those messages that cause us to be just a little bit afraid. But underneath it all, even though the circumstances could be very tough and not come out the way that we really want them to come out, it doesn't mean that we're always going to end up victorious over our sins, over our fears. But it does tell us that when we walk through those very, very difficult times, then the Lord Jesus is with us. That's the message of Christmas. I came into this world, certainly as a babe, and this is a time to celebrate that part of my being here. But far more than that, to be raised again and to live in your hearts, that you can know, even you who are older, that while you wonder about what's going to happen, you wonder how long you may have to spend in the home for the aged. You fear that you will be a responsibility to your children. All those fears come up. Just remember, "Fear not, for I am with you." That's the message that the angels rang out on that first Christmas day. No, it's not always going to be easy. But one day, when it's all over, he's coming home to get us. And he's going to bring us right into our heavenly home. Therefore, fear not. Let the message of the angels help us to interpret the voice of the evening news. I don't know of any other way to live as a Christian in this time. You take a look at that newspaper and you wonder, where is it all going to end? Then you remember that we're not alone. We're walking here with Jesus Christ beside us. We listen to what they're saying about some of the domestic problems. And we wonder, could these problems ever come to us? Where we could be separated, or where our children could be separated from their spouse? Oh God, grant that it will not happen. Certainly that is our prayer. But along with it, friend, is that promise that it doesn't have to if Jesus Christ can come into our hearts. This is the last Sunday in Advent. The Holy Spirit has been preparing us to receive the great message that will come to us on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day in our homes, and I pray in your respective places of worship. Go there and listen. Stand in awe and see there God's tremendous love for you, beckoning you and me to come home, that we can live with him while we await the time that he takes us to be with him, that we can live right here and every night towering o'er the evening news may be the good news that we have a Savior and we can interpret everything that is happening round about us in the light of that Christmas gospel. May you have a blessed Christmas in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you pray with me? Lord Jesus, we bow before the manger in Bethlehem to thank you for coming to this earth. Lord, we pray that we may sit there in adoration, realizing that we cannot begin to understand the mystery. How could you come, God, in the person of a babe? And yet we realize that you are the Almighty. You have come to walk with us. And today, O God, we know that no matter where this message comes, you will stand there saying to the sick person, the shut-in, the one who has lost a loved one during the course of this year, fear not. I am with you. I understand your circumstance, and I understand how difficult it can be. And I also understand that there will be those fears that come. But when they come, lift your voices and cry out to the babe of Bethlehem's manger. Hear us as together we pray, Father, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that your family will have safe travel this week as loved ones gather together to celebrate Christmas. We pray that the people of our nation remember whose birthday we are celebrating. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by you, our faithful listeners. We thank each of you for remembering our ministry with your financial Christmas gift. We also thank you for your prayers for our ministry, that the good news of Christ's birth will be told to all who will listen. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Reverend Larson's sermons can be read or printed. Complete recordings of the latest programs can also be heard at your convenience. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and Radio Pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 39 years.